From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The man reputed to be Hezbollah's top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Badreddin reportedly took over the job after Imad Mughniya was killed in a similar explosion in Damascus in 2008, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. There was no official reaction from Israel, which customarily declines to comment on such matters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi officials said Friday at least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad. Officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the attackers detonated suicide vests. Balad, about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, is under heavy security. The attackers would have had to pass through three police checkpoints before reaching their target, police sources told Reuters. This attack follows a two-day wave of bombings in the capital that have left at least 80 people dead. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for those attacks. This is VOA News.